The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International. And before I begin with a message today or prophecy for this season, I want to call on every born-again believer, Christians, in the name of Jesus, vote this coming presidential election. And this is a criteria. Both candidates, they have their platform. We know where they both stand. But the requirement for us is to vote as Christian first. Vote as a Christian first. It means to say the important issues that are important to God, then vote for a candidate that will carry those out. Second, vote as an American for the sake of our country. Look at the candidates and listen to what the prophets are speaking about this election, and you need to pay attention to that, because many prophets, proven prophets of God here in the United States of America, are speaking to God's people to vote for righteousness in this coming election. It is our responsibility as a Christian, and the prophecy that was released for 2016 is that if the body of Christ will unite and will vote for righteousness, we will experience a political revival that will transform this nation and will transform, it will affect the world. So I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't vote for personalities and don't allow any political affiliations to own us. We belong to Jesus. Don't vote for what you're going to get either, because our God is our source and He is more than generous. He will be able to bless this country and heal our land. So for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the future of our children, for the sake of our beloved country, vote in the name of Jesus. Vote for pro-life candidates especially, and vote for a president that will appoint righteous chief justices of the Supreme Court. Okay? I just wanted to let you know, just listen to the prophets. Listen to what they're saying. The future of our country is in our hands. If we'll just unite, and also tell your families, tell your friends to vote for righteousness. Use your influence and get the people to vote, okay? So that we will going to have a political revival in our country. We now entered a new season. It's a season of harvest. We will harvest things for us, for the righteous. It will be a good one. But the harvest is for good and bad. So let us continue to sow good seeds. And let us continue to preach the gospel. And let's continue to obey God. As you know, I mentioned a few weeks ago that I am going to Vancouver. I just returned from Vancouver, Canada. The Lord sent me there to release prophecies concerning the upcoming revival in North America, that is United States, British Columbia. And I met with some leaders there, and I shared with them what God is saying to the church in British Columbia. We need to pray for Canada, my dear brothers and sisters. Some, very few Christians are really crying to the Lord for the awakening of the leaders and the body in Canada. We have lots of problems and issues here in the United States of America, but it became obvious why God is not judging this country severely. I said severely. In every major artery or street or highways in this land, especially in the state of Texas, you can find churches of different denominations. Church buildings or facilities are like convenience stores. You'll find them everywhere. but not in Canada, not in British Columbia. There are very few, and many of the churches there, my dear brothers and sisters, are not even operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are not lukewarm. They are outright cold. And I'm not talking about the temperature. They are outright cold. But glory to God, there are Christians there that have been fasting and praying for God to bring revival in that country, a spiritual awakening. And God is answering their prayer. Franklin Graham will be holding a revival within the next few days. And I was sent there with many others, I believe, to pave the way for him and to join hands with our brothers and sisters there that are praying for revival, to wake up the body of Christ. North America will be saved in Jesus' name, and it's going to happen. So we now enter a new season, and it's significant for both Christians and Jewish. God is going to show himself strong on behalf of his people. And the church is emerging as a glorious and influential church all over the world. We are going to get rid of doctrines of men and doctrines of demons from our midst. It's about time, all right? And let me give you some of the praise reports of what God did during the summer of 2016. Because we believe when the prophecy that was released that in 2016 we will look good, we will do good, we will feel good, we will do good for the kingdom of God, for his glory, for our own benefit, and for the benefit of his people. We took that. I personally took that prophecy very seriously. So Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International implemented God's ways of doing things in the business sector. So companies were formed. Partnerships were established. Some are still in expansion mode, and this is big. See, God is very strategic. For those that will finance the gospel, for those that are generous, God is going to use them to finance the preaching of the gospel and discipleship starting in 2016. Then we don't have to wait. We don't have to believe. We don't have to raise money. We can finance our own. And this is good. This is a good start. Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, we are in the smacking center of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. But, of course, we do understand that it takes hard work and discipline to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Nicole and Joshua started an advertising agency. Kobe is on a freelance in photography and website build up and other things. And he can devote time in praying. At the same time, he is independent. He is on his own, which is good. Mike expanded his business. James and Joshua owns J&J Company. Of course, God got me into wellness business, which is still in the research and development stage. And he gave me another company and another concept that I'm not going to tell you. Another praise report, Alexa Mendoza got married to Landon Slotfeld. Alexa is now in Sevilla, Spain, studying Spanish. She will graduate in May of 2017. And she and Landon, they are part of the transfer of wealth. Ed and Sylvia Grubb moved into their new house. It's a lot bigger, a lot nicer. And they live close to the church facility. Sylvia is now retired from 9-to-5 work, and she is now refired for the works of the ministry. What God told me in 2012, that as soon as Erica graduates from high school, North America is going to be my next domain. And if you're wondering what God meant by that, it means to say, I have spiritual authority. As long as I'm led by the Holy Spirit, I have spiritual authority over North America. So, true to his word, as soon as Erica graduated, I was sent to Vancouver, British Columbia, to cause some trouble. Christians and some leaders are now awake, glory to God, and he's going to show himself strong to them. This radio program, The Prophetic Voice of Our Time, entered its fifth year. And it continues to expand abroad through our podcast. So if you missed previous programs, go to our website, sogmi.org. This broadcast is now being followed by Christians in different countries. Actually, they are the reason why I agreed to extend this program for another year. I got some emails from them asking me to reconsider, and they started praying. And you know who Jesus is going to side with, right? He sided with them. So here we are. So some of these manifestations that I just mentioned to you here at Freedom Fellowship Church, and said the testimonials overseas are mind-boggling. And yes, oh yes, yes, Lord, the year 2016 is a great year. And we will continue to be productive in three counts on every level. Spiritually, preaching the gospel, miracles, signs and wonders. Physically, we're all going to look good and feel good. And our mind will continue to be renewed. And we will going to have the mind of Christ. So one of these days, like the companies and the businesses that were formed through the business schools overseas, the companies that are formed now started to finance the gospel and other God-inspired initiatives. So we will now expand the prophetic and business school by using every available media out there. And I am mentally and physically preparing for it. I asked Jesus to help me lose 10 more pounds and a few more inches. So yes, in answer to prayers and requests of many, especially overseas, in a few weeks or in a few months, you can follow me on YouTube account, and we were going to post teachings and short films at sogmi.org. You know, you do not realize the kind of sacrifice I have to make on this one. See, on the radio, I can skin you alive. And you will never recognize me, even at the grocery stores. I like that. In the Philippines, I do not have that luxury. But now with YouTube and short films, and you will see me, and there goes my privacy. But for Jesus, I'm going to do it. But he and I, Jesus and I, will work on me losing some inches. And I'll gain more energy. In other words, I'll be stronger like I was in my 20s and 30s because I have lots of work to do. If I can reach and train those that are hungry for the things of God, those that are desperate, it is the best thing that I can do for Jesus to be able to replicate myself and the team. That will be awesome. So now, at the end of this 2016, since this is a harvest season, the Lord directed me to conduct a pastor's conference, healing crusades, business schools, and prophetic schools in two different cities in the Philippines. I'll be there for at least 3 weeks. The big event, of course, is always a big event when I go to the south in General Santos City because they had been growing exponentially. Even their businesses, even financially, they are prospering exponentially. And this province where I'm going is in an isolated area. It's a fishing village. It was still in a recovery state after the strongest typhoon ever recorded. And there are pastors there that have been praying for me to come. See, they are part of our seeds. I empowered one of their young pastors there, attended first Empower Leader, Empower Nation Ministers Conference in Manila. And he got empowered and he started laying hands on the sick, and the sick are getting healed left and right. So it caused a stir and a revival in that area. And they know me. They heard about me from him and from the testimonials from others. But this is the first time that I'm going to train them. So I'll be there for 6 days. We were going to hold a miracle crusade, a business school, a prophetic school, and a pastor's conference. So for you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is now high time for you to sow a seed for this mission. Be generous and obey the Holy Spirit. You want to harvest? This is a good seed because we're not only empowering the leaders, we are teaching them how to fish. And financially, that a lot of them are now financing the gospel in their towns, in their provinces, in their country. So most of the pastors attending are from small villages who cannot afford this kind of training. So we are offering this training to all of them for free for 3 days. It is a great seed. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click donate. Or you can mail your check to Post Office Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Do it now. How many times the Holy Spirit touched you to sow a seed to this ministry and you kept on postponing it? You want a financial breakthrough? Sow a seed to preach the gospel and for training and discipleship programs. And I will return in time to adjust to our time zone to be here for Christmas and to prepare for the upcoming December 31st Prophetic Gathering of the Saints to be held at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel on I-810 by the Rim here in San Antonio, Texas. Last year, 60% of those in attendance were first-timers. I love that. So be sure to mark your calendar for the Prophetic Gathering of the Saints on December 31st, and the registration fee for this event is $60. It includes your meal, a sit-down dinner. So registration is $60 with space for your meal and the venue. It's going to be a formal attire and a sit-down dinner. We will have lots of fun. So it is time for us to share the harvest, and let us not forget what is due to the Lord. You finance the gospel, Jesus will make sure that you have more than enough, and your harvest will be spiritually, physically, and even your soul shall prosper. This is how generous God is. Do not neglect to give Him what is due, joyfully, gladly. Okay? In Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 through 41, it's about the harvest, and it's about what is due to the Lord. Okay? Matthew chapter 21, starting with verse 33. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. He put a wall around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went on a journey. When the harvest time approached, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his fruit. The tenants seized his servants. They beat one, killed another, and stoned a third. Then he sent other servants to them, more than the first time, and the tenants treated them the same way. Last of all, he sent his son to them. They will respect my son, he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, this is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance. So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? He will bring those wretches to a wretched end, they replied. And he will rent the vineyard to other tenants who will give him his share of the crops at harvest time. What the Lord is requiring for us for this harvest season is his share of the crops. He's not asking for much. He's only asking for 10 and a love offering. All he wanted is for us to continue to obey the Great Commission and to give him the glory, to put him first, and he will bless all of us beyond measure. My trip to the Philippines was moved a little bit earlier to sow a seed for this year, for 2016. There are other countries that are in my schedule or in my radar for the next year. New countries: New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, and Canada. Few of them. Glory to God. And God always moved body of Christ. Why? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. It is not me, but I learned to yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're applying on the businesses in our everyday life. And that will empower you and I if we are led by the Holy Spirit. So it is important for us to understand and expect a great harvest for this season. The summer is equipping and building foundation and capitalizations and open doors of opportunities. And a few weeks ago, I shared this to the body of Christ, and I want to share it with you. The Lord woke me up at 3:27 in the morning. And you know how it is when He wakes you up. You are fully awake. And this is what He told me. Christina, do not limit me. Walk and receive every door of opportunities I will open for you. Do not limit me. And said, this is the season in which the prophet Amos prophesied that the reapers will be overtaken by the sowers. And this is what's going to happen now. So this is instruction from the Lord. Walk into every opportunity. Do not limit God. Always believe. Always be led by the Holy Spirit. And this is what I've been doing. Every opportunity, I do not lean on my own understanding. But all of our ways, we need to acknowledge Him. And He will always direct our path. He cannot help Himself. This is why the Holy Spirit was sent to us by God the Father and God the Son. It is to empower us, to guide us into truth, and to tell us or to show us what is yet to come. So that is a prophecy. So what's coming down to this country is depending upon you and I. If you and I will unite, we will dictate the outcome of this coming election. Vote as a Christian first and vote as an American second. You will never miss. Love of God, love of country, love of family. That's why they are in that order. So it is important for us to understand this, body of Christ. And as part of my seed, on November 19, I will hold a prophetic conference here in San Antonio at our facility at 8419 Callahan Road, San Antonio 78230. It is my seed because what God has promised or have told me on what will happen in the Philippines in this trip is nothing in compare to the others because He will not share His glory. He is going to move mightily in that isolated village somewhere in the Middle Islands, and no one, no denomination, no method, no system can take away His glory from Him. And what God is going to do there, if we believe here in Texas, He is going to manifest them here too. So I'm going to prepare the partners and members of Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church, and I'm going to share what God is saying to the body in this period. And this is going to be a preliminary prophetic conference before the big event of December 31st. But you have to register on this because seating is limited. It's from 9 o'clock, I believe, from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock. We'll break for lunch. There is no registration fee. It is our seed. It is our seed to you. But, you know, if you wanted to give a love offering for Sons of God or for the mission trip, be generous and be led by the Holy Spirit. But this is open. I'm opening it first to the partners and members of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International. And then to you, our listeners. And be prepared. Just be prayed up and get hungry for the things of God and receive what God has for us before I leave for the Philippines. This is before Thanksgiving. And then after Thanksgiving on November 28, I will be leaving. I'll be departing for Manila, Philippines, and to be there for 3 weeks. And then I will return for the December 31st prophetic gathering of the saints. I'm sowing this for all of us, and I thank God for the state of Texas because we have a righteous leaders that are really introducing and enacting laws that are pleasing in God's sight. So let us do it nationally. Let us do this nationwide. Your vote is your seed, okay? Vote for the unborn so that we can face the Lord Jesus on that day, and we can face those millions of children that perish. Let's fight for them, and let's fight for righteousness for this country. Amen. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time, join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-10. Our morning service starts at 10:30, and the evening service at 7 p.m. We also have Wednesday services at 7 p.m. Remember, you can register for the Prophetic Gathering of the Saints by going to our website, sogmi.org. Again, it's sogmi.org. God bless you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.